If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Here we go again.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year.
How you doing? Where you at? I hope you had a good time.
I hope you had a lovely way to get into the new year, whether you went out, whether you went all out, whether you had some drinks, or whether you fell asleep before midnight like I did.
Yeah.
I think this is actually the first year that this happened.
You were definitely asleep before midnight, but I wasn't surprised.
We were in bed. And we had a lovely dinner. We were upstate at our little cabin. And I went and put on the countdown from New York, from Times Square. But I started watching it at like, I don't know, 11:25, something like that. And I just fell asleep watching it. And then Yoni wakes me up at the 10-second countdown.
I think it was like there was a minute left. Oh, 30 seconds left.
Yeah, like 30 seconds left or something like that.
But I was surprised that you even put it on. Why did you want to watch?
I mean, because I feel that's how you feel that's the bare minimum to feel the getting into the new year moment.
Huh.
You know? But it wasn't my intention to fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you lay down, babe, like I know if you're comfortable, it's over.
Yeah,
like, I don't think you're going to stay up for long. And I knew you were going to fall asleep.
I was just so ready to go to bed. Like, I was tired. You know, I was really cooking a lot. For me, cooking is really fun. Like, I'm having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We can, you know, people play video games and they have fun. I cook random shit and I have fun like that.
And I'm not complaining about it because, yeah, I get to eat everything you make.
But what's up, everybody? We hope that you are feeling good going into, or I guess we already are, in 2026. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here for another year of WTJ. And if you didn't know, this is the What's the Juice podcast, if you're wondering what you clicked on. My name is Ali Zaitza. I'm here with my lovely host and husband,
Yoni Ikoto. Still your favorite host in 2026, I hope.
Who knows? But, who knows? Many, yeah, many new podcasts coming out all the time. But we've been here.
Yeah.
We've been here. We've been making the content.
And so, I want to say thank you to everyone from last year for, you know, all the new listeners, all the old listeners, even the listeners who came and went. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you choose to listen to a podcast, you're really like giving, time is very precious these days.
Yeah. You're really giving us your time.
So it's like, if you have an hour to give a creator, that really means a lot to us. So
yeah, that's all we ask for, you guys. All we ask for is your time. But yeah, we're really happy to be here. We're excited for this new year. But we wanted to tell you guys about our trip upstate. We decided to go away from New York. We didn't want to be in the city during New Year's Eve, especially because we're not the type to really kind of, you know, we're not the type to go out. Also, going out, like everything is a ticketed event. Even like going out to a restaurant for dinner in the city, anywhere really, it's like a prefix menu that you have to buy like a ticket for. There's no chill shit for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, to me, going out, if it's cold and I have to stand in line and that's where the thing is, I automatically don't want to do it. Because one,
that's not necessarily standing in line.
No, I'm talking about if I have to stand in line, like to go to an event, or maybe there's like, I don't know, like.
But maybe, you're saying that if there wasn't a line, you would go out?
Well, I would more likely, like, I hate waiting.
Mm.
So, and I feel like a lot of times when you're outside, especially on New Year's, when it's cold out, it's cold and you're outside.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I always wanted to look at fireworks. I don't care. I didn't care how cold it was. I was like, this is what we're doing. The cold kind of just went with the fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, growing up, for most of my childhood, for New Year's Eve, we were always in Bucharest and we would get, I don't know where they would buy, because you could buy fireworks, and we would get the fireworks that are like in this long stick, you know, and then you're just, you know, walking on the street. We would walk. I can't remember what street it was, but when I was a kid, I just remember it feeling like it was like Fifth Avenue for Bucharest. And then we would walk to the specific building that we used to call like a skyscraper, even though it's not even a tall building, but at the time it was like a tall building, and we would say like, we're going to the skyscraper. We would say like Zgrienor, which is the exact same like cloud scratcher. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and we would always go to this exact same building, and we would like walk towards it, and then we would reach the crowd, and we would stand in this crowd and count down, and like everybody puts their fireworks in the air, and then they just like go off. And that was the thing that I did growing up, like several times.
Yeah, the older I get now, you know, this year I didn't even see or hear a firework.
Yeah, because we decided to go upstate for New Year's. We found a little home, kind of, I don't know if you can say it was a cabin.
No, I would say it was a cabin. It wasn't a cabin.
But it was a cabin from certain points we're gonna talk about. But yeah, we stayed in this like upstate house. It was very cute. Filmed content there, so we also have like some videos coming from our stay.
Fun video coming, you guys. Okay. I mean it's gonna be all about skiing. It's a very different type of video, but I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be
It's going to be fun and funny.
and it has to go along with this. I think if you're listening to the pod, you will hear like the inside scoop of the experience.
That you won't see in the video.
That you won't see in the video, because one, it's really hard to capture everything on video, especially when like reality hits, which it really did. And two, like, it's too much trying to figure out how to ski and film at the same time, because skiing on its own as a beginner is rough, let me tell you.
I kind of figured it out a little bit.
Of course you figured it out, because you're just so like talented.
Oh my God, why do you say that?
I don't even mean it in like a mean way. Like, I just knew that you were going to figure out the skiing like quite easily. You're just sporty in that way. But basically, we wanted to go upstate for New Year's to get away from the city, but we also really wanted to go skiing.
We wanted to go skiing all 2025. Like, we talked about skiing for a while.
We were planning to go skiing in January of 2025, and then that didn't happen, and ski season was over. And then now that the season started again, and there's actually quite a few mountains you can go to in upstate New York, we were like, you know what? Why not just go the two of us? It's always better to go with less people, especially when it's the same, like, if you want to say the same level of like, Yoni, would you count the time you skied before as your first time?
You mean when I went to Switzerland for 2 weeks?
You mean when I went
no, that doesn't
in
count.
Switzerland and the and capital of skiing for 2 weeks when I was 12?
The reason why I don't count Switzerland is because
How old were you? 12? 14?
13 or 14.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah. But and I got kind of good. Like on the second week, I figured it out. But let me
say
this.
So you were there for 2 weeks.
Yes, I was there for 2 weeks just to go skiing.
As like a guys, this was when Yoni lived in Belgium, and this was like a school trip.
Yeah, it was a school trip. So
what type of school did you go to? Like a regular public school?
No, it was like a uniform private school.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So we went, and it was
You were there for 2 weeks, and did you ski every single day? Like, it was like a ski trip.
From Antwerp, we took the train all the way across Belgium and then into Switzerland.
Okay.
I think, yeah. And I think the ride, I don't know
how
long
it was. And what is the place called that you went to?
Château d'Ay.
So it's like a specific ski resort or mountain.
I don't know if it's a ski resort. I think it's like a town or city.
Okay.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. It was a long time ago. I haven't searched that name up in years. But yeah, it was 2 weeks. I don't know if we skied every single day, but I remember like day one was like, okay, you figure out where you sleep and all that. And then day two, we go skiing. We skied a lot.
And you did like a class. Like, it you wasn't did, like, a lesson.
I think,
The first day you have to.
Yeah, we did a class and all that. But I just remember like parallel turning by week two. I was like good, better than
really?
I was this time.
I mean, you didn't do any parallel turns this time.
What you mean? I did a little bit.
Nah, you didn't.
What?
It's okay. You were doing pizza the whole way down.
No, I wasn't.
I saw you.
I had a few good parallel turns, but you were probably like somewhere on the ground.
I was too focused.
Okay, so let's get into the juice of this episode, okay?
Which is our ski experience. And I really, listen, my mom is a big skier. And I can't at all say that this wasn't anything but my first time skiing, even though I had gone skiing when I was 10, 9 or 10 years old, maybe even younger, like 8, between 8 and 10, I can't remember.
That don't count.
And I went with my mom, and she was, I have a distinct memory for some reason of the hat that I was wearing and how I was like really not having a good time. Like if I close my eyes, I have a very specific angle of the slope and kind of where we were stuck and we weren't moving, because my mom was like trying to help me figure out like how to get into it, trying to like teach me some things. And I was just throwing a tantrum, you guys. I just was frustrated that I kept, you know, like sliding everywhere. I didn't understand how to like stop my feet from sliding. This is some foreshadowing towards what happened a couple days ago. But I basically didn't ski at all that first time. And my mom pretty much just gave up on trying to teach me. So this was very much my first time ever skiing.
This couple of days ago? Or
this
you
trip,
mean like
this trip.
Yeah.
No,
I'm saying when I realized that this actually, the last time I went didn't count, was as soon as we put on the skis and we were like on top of the mountain and even before that, like when we were still doing like the little baby ones. Yeah, the little baby slope. I was like, this is officially my first time. Like, because I thought I might have had like some skill left in me everything was gone. This was officially my first time.
I would say there is something to say that, you know, as an adult, you have a very different control over your body than you do when you're a kid, you know? So it's like you can engage your muscles differently. You can like strategize. You can think about things compared to like when you're a kid, you kind of just build like muscle memory of what to do by just repeatedly doing things over and over again. But when you're 4 or 5 or 6 years old, it's like you're not physically aware. That's why like kids fall all the time or things like
that. I don't know. I saw some kids out there looking like pros.
Well, yeah, because they've been like doing it. But I'm just saying it's like trying to start a sport as an adult or like something like that, I think is hard in some ways. But then in other ways too, is like you are much more physically just intelligent in the sense that
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So we went skiing twice. The first time we went skiing on the 30th, so right before the new year.
Was that a good time to go ski? Because
There's no way to know. And usually like you want to buy your tickets ahead of time because it's ski season and it was holidays. Like, it's you want to make sure that you have a ticket, a lift ticket, and you want to make sure that you have, you know, your equipment. And we rented all of our ski gear and all that stuff. We did go and get like full on ski pants, ski jacket, ski socks, underlayer, mid layer, balaclava, goggles, like pretty much everything except for like helmet, boots, skis, and poles.
Yeah, those are just the things that we had to rent there. And shout out to REI, because if you go on hiking, if you go skiing, snowboarding,
REI's worth
swimming,
that.
They have everything.
And there's something about the store that anytime I'm in there, I'm like, damn, I need to do more outdoorsy shit.
It just makes you want
to
go and just go touch to the life forest more. And
touch dirt more.
Yeah. And yeah. I got a really nice Columbia jacket, which I actually wore today. And you know what? When I was on the bridge earlier on the way back home, I didn't feel anything.
It's actually the first time in my life that I wore like the equipment that I did, and it was so insanely cold when we were there, and I didn't feel any type of cold.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it, because I was like, there's no way that like if you really put this and this and this, like you won't feel cold,
because there's always like there's always wind come like
reaching
your skin from somewhere.
I didn't feel nothing.
It feels good. So that's why I was just like, you know what? This is a ski jacket, but I'm going to be wearing this shit in the city.
And yeah, like they really know what they're talking about. And I definitely will be using it. It's different. Like Yoni can definitely wear his ski pants in New York just walking around.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's too obvious that it's ski pants. Yeah. You know, it's like, girl, what you doing?
Okay, so
the first
you want to talk about getting... Oh, we should talk about this. The baby slope.
Well, yeah. So we're talking about the first time we went, which is like we were only planning to go one time.
That was the plan.
Yeah. And there was a few things. First, we made the mistake that we didn't wake up early enough and that we wanted to go get breakfast somewhere before we went skiing. And the distance from where we were staying to the slopes to the mountain we were going to is an hour drive. And along the way is a Phoenicia diner, which if you don't know, that's the diner that they filmed in Severance. You can look it up. Amazing food there. I had a meatloaf that was a 10 out of 10. We had these amazing pancakes.
Pancakes were great.
The pancakes were like some of the best I've ever had. And I don't say that lightly.
Yeah, what
and
did I have again?
You had some random sandwiches.
I got a random sandwich. And I also had mac and cheese, which I really regretted.
That was mac and cheese was not good.
That was actually your fault.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Because I wanted to get french fries and you were like, no, you should get mac and cheese because it's more cozy.
And I said that I was like, let's try the mac and cheese. Maybe it's really good.
And then I thought about it and I was like, oh yeah, you know what? Mac and cheese is kind of cozy. And then I got it. It was
so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So we stopped there and then do you want to talk about the diner?
Well, no, I was just going to say that the problem was by the time we left the house, by the time we got all our like gear on and everything, loaded the car with all of our stuff that we needed to get, then we drove to the diner, which was 40 minutes. Then when we get to the diner, it's a very popular diner and it's on the way to skiing or on the way back from skiing. So there's a lot of foot traffic there and we ended up waiting 40 minutes just to get a table at the diner. So we wait there. Then we finally get to order. The food finally comes, whatever. It ends up being that we get to the ski slope at 2 p.m.
And they close
at 4. At 4.
Wait, we got...
A little before too.
We got there a little bit early because I remember we started skiing around 2 o'clock.
Okay, we started... So maybe we arrived at like 1 p.m.
Yeah, and it takes a minute. You got to wait in these long-ass lines. You got to wait...
Well, I mean, here, there was no long line. Remember the first place we got there?
Oh, that was the second time.
Yeah, the second place we waited hella long. The first, it was so nice. Like, we got in there, we got our ticket. Because it was 2 p.m., there was, like, nobody there because everyone's kind of, like, finishing up their skiing. But we said, you know, it's, like, it's okay. We'll have 2 hours to ski. It took us, like, around 45 minutes to figure out like our gear, because this was sort of also the first time that we're putting on our boots, which if you've ever put on ski boots, you guys,
I hate that shit so much. I hate any
so uncomfortable
any type of like winter sports boots, whether it's like
I think ice snowboarding is come more comfortable,
ice skating, skiing, all that shit is just not comfortable.
It's not comfortable,
and I hate doing things when I can't even feel my feet.
Yeah. And it's that was like
my
thing.
Toes were frozen.
And you're getting so overstimulated by all the shit that you have on, from like the underlayer to, for me, it was like my hair was in my balaclava and it was tickling me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then I had
like
the jacket, and then you're pulling your sleeves, and then you're like, fuck this, let me take my jacket off. And then you're battling with these boots, and oh my God.
Meanwhile, trying to figure out.
And trying to film while we're there, yeah. And then after we got the boots, we got the skis, figuring out which size, then getting the helmet, which we've deducted that Yoni needs to buy his own helmet.
Yeah, I need to buy my own helmet because, well, two problems. I have a big head, okay?
Baseline,
a lot of,
just a big head.
Yeah, just a lot of information in that head, right? So that's what I got. And then I also have a lot of hair. So that just adds on, like the biggest size they had was too small for me. And
yeah, it was at the
yeah.
At
and
the
I
edge.
Knew and I knew I needed the biggest size. I walked up to the counter, and I was just like, before they said anything, I was just like, give me the biggest size you have.
Yeah. And the problem is, would you say the problem is the actual helmet on your head or the thing under your chin that you have to clip?
What
or
do you
both?
Mean?
Because I feel like the issue was also that
the thing underneath
wasn't clipping comfortably. Like, it would cut into your chin.
It was the helmet that didn't fit on my head. Like, it kind of sat. Everybody's helmet was down, like, down to their ears.
Yours
mine
was
kind of just floating on top. That's why I couldn't strap it at the bottom, because the distance is not supposed to be that long. So anyways, I think it's really my hair, though. You know, I don't have a big head like that. It's just my hair.
Yeah.
So
then we got our gear, and now it's finally time after everything. Oh, then I was like, you know what? Let me make sure I'm good. Let me go pee. And then you have to like walk with your shit on. You gotta just use those clunky. And I was also having a hard time understanding the fact that your knees are bent the whole time. Like, you can't stretch your knees when you're wearing these boots. And they would like be cutting into my calf. And I was like, do I just have big ass calves? Like, I don't know what's going on. And I have hyperextended knees. So I'm used to my knees always being like super stretched. So if they're bent, they feel extra bent. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
and
I
feel like I was squatting the whole time. Like, my all the muscles were engaged.
I don't think it was anything.
Yeah, but your knees, I feel like, are always bent.
What?
Like, your knees are bent. Like, when you stretch, your knees are kind of bent.
I don't know. I just know that I was uncomfortable. It took me a while to even put the boots on, but I was warm. I didn't use the little, what do you call them? Like
the toe warmers.
I feel like they're more uncomfortable than, the second day we went,
yeah.
I used them. They actually didn't do anything.
But you don't know. Your toes weren't really cold, were they?
They were cold.
Oh.
Like, I actually didn't even feel them, so I don't know what they were.
Oh, my toes were good. Okay, so we're all ready to go. And we go outside. And we just walk outside, and we don't know where to go. Like, there's no direction. There's no arrows telling you, like,
there's
beginner
just one,
slope. Like,
yeah. There's one big-ass map, and you kind of just have... For some reason, maps like that don't help me.
Well, I just think we were really, like, new territory... Just didn't know what was going on.
Everyone knows where they're going, seemed like. So
and
we asked.
We didn't know if we wanted to get on the lift yet. You know, like, we didn't know if we wanted to sit on the ski lift. And it kind of seemed like, damn, like, the ski lift is going to take us so high. And like, what if we don't feel comfortable coming down
no,
or whatever slope that is?
We knew we didn't want to get on a ski lift. We knew that. Because when you look at the ski lift and then you look where it's going, this is pretty high.
Yeah. And we were barely like able to move with our skis on a flat area.
Yeah. So then I saw this guy and I was like, hey, excuse me, sir, I'm a beginner. So is my wife right there. Where should we go?
Where's the beginner area?
Yeah, where's the beginner area? So then he points automatically to the left, and then I look to the left. And then, well, he asked me, he was like, you didn't hear that part, but he was asking, like, do you know how to turn? I was like, I think so. I mean, I haven't even moved yet. Like, I kind of put the skis on and asked the guy, where do we go?
Yeah.
And then he points to the left, and then I just look over, and it was just a bunch of kids.
It was this designated sort of cut off area that has an orange, divided... circle. I don't know how to explain. Like a little orange plastic fence.
It was a small area, yeah. And it just seemed like this is where if you're a kid and you're 7 years old, you go there with your mom. She holds your hand while you go down.
Exactly.
That's what it seemed, and that's what it was.
That's what it was, and it was a slight what do you call it? Like a slide downhill into a flat area. And then once you're at the bottom, you kind of go around and they have this tiny little, it's not a, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of like a treadmill sort of thing that just slowly helps you like go up to the top of this little area. And then you go back down again and just keep doing that. And then I was like, shit, okay. I mean, we can do like a few rounds here, but you didn't feel, you were like, I don't want to go down here.
I didn't want to do it. We're standing at the top of the hill figuring out, okay, this is, I guess, where we have to start. Because the guy told us this is the beginning area. So then I look and I'm just like, these are all kids. I'm sure there's some adults who are also beginners. There's no adults there.
I know. That was the thing that I was thinking too, that when I went to my mom, like I remember there, we should have asked, okay, but what's like out of all the slopes, what is the easiest sort of flattest slope we can use? That's what we should have said. Because we were more capable than doing like a little downhill sort of thing. You know, yeah, we wanted to have a more stretch area.
How the day went, I'm kind of glad we just went there first just to get a gauge, just to see how your body reacts to like the skis. Like, do you know where to put your weight? It was a good place to go first. Yeah. Imagine we went on the ski lift first.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely know that we shouldn't have done that, which we didn't anyways.
So we stand on top of this little hill. I'm watching all these, I haven't even, like, I didn't go down the thing yet, but I already feel embarrassed. Like, my body, I'm just embarrassed to go down there. And I didn't want to do that. Alia was like, no, babe, this is the first time. It's truly, like, my first, this is perfect spot for us to start. Yeah. Now, for you, it's going to be a little bit different because you can easily blend in.
I'm a 5'1 girl. Like, I could be one of the kids.
Me is just like a 6'3 guy. I was by far the tallest guy there. I was not about to go down there.
It truly was like 5'7-year-olds.
Yeah. You know. The tallest person, like, it was, I didn't want to do it. But you know, I was just like, let's just go one time.
We ended up going, like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And then we were so like, funny. Okay, I think we're done here. Like, we got the vibe. And on the other side, there was like basically the end, like the base of the mountain where all of the slopes end up. So whether you go on like a green or a blue or whatever trail that you choose, all of them end in the same point, you know, and usually that's kind of like a wide area. And it at the very end, it kind of had like a significant sort of downhill before it went all the way flat to where you can like go get food and all these things. So then we were like, okay, why don't we just clip out of our skis and walk by foot, walk up the hill and kind of like walk up for a while and then just let ourselves go from there. Because it was a little bit more advanced and it felt like we had more to play with. Like, how many times are you going to go down this tiny little downhill?
Yeah, it was boring. Like, after the first or second time, I was over it. One, because I was embarrassed. And then two,
we get it.
Yeah, there was somewhere else to go. There was no view from there.
And it was not... Like, in a way, it wasn't advanced enough. Like, we're like, okay, we can do more than this, you know? Like,
yeah, we didn't come here, pay this money to be over here. And it was not it. I wonder if I have a photo of that.
Maybe, probably. So, we end up clipping out of our skis and then walking up this hill. But, like, walking up takes quite a bit of energy when you're wearing these thick boots and you're going uphill. And also, as I was wanting to say earlier, usually you plan for your ski trip, like you don't know, depending on how far in advance you get your tickets, like you don't know what the weather's going to be like. And it happened that on the 30th, it was probably one of the coldest and windiest days out of all of winter and definitely out of all the days that we were upstate. The wind would go like it would be a constant wind, but then it would have wind gusts of up to like 30 miles per hour, and it would pick up snow and it would be so intense. That was another reason why we kind of were reluctant to get on the ski lifts, because you know you're kind of hanging on this lift. I don't know, it was just a lot. So we decided, why not just walk up the hill?
I think we made a good choice. But walking up, I feel like we've done that, what, how many times?
We
like
did that times? Twice.
Yeah, the second time we went up a little higher.
Yeah.
That was like the first time where you felt like, okay, now You just have more space.
And it just, yeah, and that was the nice thing is the base of the mountain is kind of, it's not like very abruptly downhill, obviously, but then it's also really wide because it's all of the slopes sort of getting connected at the very bottom. So because it's wide, it allows a beginner to be able to sort of, you know, like try to go to the left and see how that feels and then go to the right and then kind of figure yeah. out all the moves while not being scared that you're going to fall off the edge of the cliff, you know, because the higher you go in the mountain, the more there's like edges that you need to stay away from so you don't fall like down the mountain.
I think that's the cool thing about having more spaces because compared to the baby slope,
yeah,
you don't have enough time to even figure it out because by the time you figure it out, you're already at the end.
Yeah.
But when you have more space, yes, you can fall, you can make a few mistakes, but then you, like you adjust and you're still not at the end. So
yeah.
you can keep going. And that's why I was trying to tell you, just keep going and just feel it out. Okay, I'm going to lean a little bit more this
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you do that on a baby slope, it's like you lean one time, you're already at
you
the
don't
end.
Have time. Yeah, exactly. And you can only do like one thing. It's not like you can go like left and right, maybe go like straight, then go left again.
You can do one move.
Yeah. So we did that twice. And the second time, which was the last time, we ended up like walking up quite a bit. And that in itself took time. So we ended up only going down, if you want to call it like a proper... like a proper way going down on the slope, the base of the slope. We only did that twice just because we didn't want to get on the lift. And if we were to have gotten there 2 hours earlier, then once we reached the point of the end, we would have had 2 more hours. I think we would have worked up the courage to like take the lift up and see how it felt. And really like looked at the map and like, okay, this is the lift that we got to take to do like this green slope or that. But it was just the timing thing and the way everything worked out. But by the end, when we left, we were like, damn, like we feel good. Like I wish I had more time to like go ski because we felt good.
That was our best run. The last one was my best run. And then you also had like the best... You didn't fall the last
time. I didn't fall. I didn't fall the first time at all, but I got stuck. My thing was every time I was doing pizza, the tips of my skis kept like getting on top of each other. And then because they have that rubber thing at the end, it's hard to uncross them. So
for some reason it felt magnetic.
I don't think it was magnetic. I just think they would just get stuck. Like, it was really hard to get them off. But yeah, the first time, besides that, it was great. I was just kind of like frustrated that we didn't get there earlier because I had so much more left in me, it felt like, you know?
Yeah. So then when we left, I mean, we had to go back.
Yeah.
There's no way that... And also, too, like, we didn't even go on a lift and we paid for it.
Exactly. That was the
crazy
thing.
So that was like the thing that I just thought it was such a bummer because...
And I didn't even know until later on the website, it said that like, if you didn't use your ski lift... ticket, you can ask to get credit for a different day to use it on a different day, which we totally could have done, but it was too late and I didn't know that was a possibility. So we kind of wasted our money on that one, which was unfortunate. But when we were leaving, we said, okay, we definitely have to go again because it just was so fun. So we decided to go skiing on the 2nd, which was the day that we were driving back from New York. So on the 1st of January, at the end of the night, after we basically like chilled the whole time, we like packed our entire, like all of our luggage, everything, cleaned the apartment. Like we were ready for us to leave early in the morning. So by the time we get to the, you know, because we were going to go to another mountain.
Yeah.
Because the one we originally went to was sold out for the 2nd of January. So then we went to a different one, which was actually in Massachusetts. So we had to drive to Massachusetts, which is fun.
Yeah, first time there.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because the resort is like right on the border of New York and Massachusetts state. So some of the slopes, you're in one state, and then some of the other slopes, you're in the other state, which is funny.
The Airbnb was... I just want to say one thing about the Airbnb. I was cold the whole time.
Yeah.
And if you get an Airbnb, especially around this time of year, you want to think about how can I be just as cozy as possible.
It was really cold when we were up there, like super cold. We're talking, I don't know, in Celsius. I know in Fahrenheit, it was maybe like, I don't know, 10, 20 degrees, something like that, which I'm sure is like minus.
Yeah.
Minus 10, minus 7.
I don't know.
It was cold. And unfortunately, the house was not very warm. We had to keep the heat on the whole time, even though the Airbnb host was like, if you don't mind, like when you are leaving the house for extended periods of time, please turn off the heat so the bill doesn't rack up, as last month's bill was $800. And at first I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Like when we left to go skiing, we turned it off because we were pretty much like gone all day. But when we came back,
it was like walking into a fridge.
And everything in there is cold. So you trying to like change from the clothes you had into like your comfy clothes, but your comfy clothes are like hard and like icy.
Nah.
Okay, not icy. That's dramatic. But that's how they felt.
I feel like this shoe is outside. No, everything, like my house shoes, my slippers were cold. Everything was cold. So that's just the only one thing that I wish was different this weekend is that I could have really been, but I mean, okay. So when we were upstairs in the house, it got warm at some point, but you really have to turn on the heater like
the
for
thing
a while
was,
on max.
The thing was, the kitchen was on the bottom floor, and then the living room and the bedroom were on the second floor, and there was a third floor if there were other people staying with us for a second bedroom, but. I spent a lot of time in the kitchen because I wanted to, you know, like make different things. I made cinnamon rolls. We made like a bunch of different food, breakfast, all these things.
Yeah, but it was fun.
It was fun. And the kitchen was really cute. And the dining table was really nice with like candles and all these things. It was very nicely decorated. But it was just so cold on the bottom floor. Like I packed a tank top. I packed t-shirts. I didn't wear any of those. Like all I wore was there was a day where I just wore my ski underlayers.
Just full heat tech.
Yeah, like full wool underlayers and then a sweater on top and then pants on top of that, two pairs of socks. Like that's what we wore when we were in the house.
Yeah. So fast forward to January 2nd.
Yeah, so fast forward to January 2nd. We packed everything the night before. We woke up at 7:30.
That was
so.
Our redemption day. I felt like when I woke up, I was like, you know what? We can't go out like this.
Yeah.
Like this first day, I didn't feel defeated, but I was like, we can do better.
We can do better. For sure. Like, we woke up on a mission.
Oh, yeah.
So, we woke up, we got all our stuff together, we packed up the car, we got everything out of the fridge.
Cleaned up the whole apartment the night before.
Yeah. So, we were really like, we're doing this thing. So, and luckily, like, the tickets that we found for this other mountain were only like $40 each, which was amazing compared to the other mountains I found that was $170. I don't know. Normally, lift tickets are around $100 for the day. But these ones were just $60 off for some reason. And I bought them on the first for the second, which is very surprising.
Yeah.
But I'm not
gonna... That day, we had to get on a lift. I was like, I don't care. I feel like, did we get on a lift right away?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to waste any time. I feel like, I mean, we waited in line for a long time.
So, the thing opened at 8:30, the lifts. Or no, the what's it called? Sorry. The equipment rentals, you can start renting from 8:30. And I really wanted to get there by that point. But by the time like we woke up, we loaded all the car, all that stuff. Then we started driving towards, we started driving north. And we wanted to get some breakfast because we weren't going to make breakfast at home and then having to clean the dishes and all these things. So we drove up north. About 20 minutes. We stopped at this place in Hudson called Kitty's. If you're ever in Hudson and you need a place to get a good breakfast, go to Kitty's and get yourself their breakfast and their egg and a sausage sandwich.
That was the best breakfast sandwich I ever had in my life.
We've had it before, and I specifically remember we had it randomly when we were waiting for the train, because it's right across from the train station if you take the train upstate. And we were just like, how is this one of the best sandwiches we ever had just randomly at this place?
Yeah. No, truly. You should definitely, if you're going to upstate, you have to stop there.
Yeah. It's so good. And so we grabbed that, had sandwich there, had a coffee, had a pastry, and then we drove east towards the mountain. And by the time we got there, I think it was exactly right before 10 o'clock, like maybe like 9:45, something like that. We walk in. It's insanely busy because this was the last Friday. This was the last Friday before that was still kind of like vacation for people. Because it was Friday and then this weekend right now. And then everybody's like fully back to work and school and everything on Monday. So I don't know. I didn't really think about it that much in that way, but it was so busy. People everywhere running, lines for the bathroom, lines for the ticket.
There were so many cars there. It was like a sea of cars.
Yeah, it was super busy. So we walk in because we also didn't know like where everything was as this was a different mountain. We didn't know what was going on. So we could have like split up to get to wait in lines for different things and maybe saved up a little bit of time. But regardless, the lines just took forever to one, get our tickets because it was a different type of ticket machine card. And then after getting our tickets, we had to wait in line to get our rentals. And then after getting your rentals, you have to, you know, put your boots on, all that stuff, which this time around, I felt like it was more straightforward because it was our second time doing it. And after that, we had to wait hella long to get our skis specifically. So all in all, by the time we arrived, let's say at 10 o'clock, we were at the top of the first slope at like 12 something.
It was 12:30.
Probably. So around 2.5 hours to...
From parking
to skiing down for the first time.
Yeah. So if you go skiing, just know you're going to lose 2 hours.
I mean, it was that because it was the holiday. Like if we were to go this weekend, it wouldn't be as busy.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. Because not everybody's like driving up to go skiing. People were probably in the area. A lot of people were doing what we did, went on a ski trip or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely probably because of the holiday.
For sure. So yeah. It was a lot of waiting around and...
But we finally got on the ski lift for the first time. Now, that was something that I wasn't looking forward to because one, it just seemed like, I don't know, because I have long legs, I always think something might not work out for me just like it would for other people.
Okay.
And that was kind of the case because I sit down as soon as you want to say something before the ski lift?
Yeah. What? We have to say something
before the ski lift. Okay, go ahead. Oh, we can't forget about that.
So we're all clipped in. We're waiting in line to make our way to the ski lift. And there's this like...
The line is like on a little uphill.
The end of the line.
Like 5% uphill.
It doesn't even look like it's uphill. It's just like a slight incline up. Just slight. But if you've never been skiing or if you've been skiing, you know this. The slightest incline or decline, depending on which way you're like facing,
you're gonna slide down.
You're going to be sliding, and I don't know how somehow I got in the worst position possible where people were in line. I was trying to like move because you know the line moves, like you're waiting in line, and then as it advances, like you move up in line. So we were waiting, and then when it's time for us to move up in the line because the people in front of us are walking forward, I'm like really, really trying
Everybody's
to
moving
move forward.
And Alia's numb. She's going backwards.
You guys, I'm not kidding. I felt like I was drowning and I couldn't swim. Like my legs, I couldn't figure out how to go. Do you think you got it on video? This part?
I don't know if I got it on video, but it was so funny and I was trying not to laugh. And also,
I was trying not to laugh.
I couldn't help you because
you're also on skis.
Yeah, I'm also on skis and your skis were going like this, they're going like that.
I couldn't figure out which way I should edge my skis so I don't
like
keep
this.
Sliding.
This should be...
Yeah, I kept doing that and it didn't work.
Yeah, but then you had to have the skis in the middle and push yourself forward.
I'm sorry, anyway, it still wasn't working.
Ali was hitting people. There was a guy behind, he was really patient.
He was.
Your skis were all up in his skis. crossing.
I kept apologizing. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm really trying. You guys, I was working so hard.
And it was so funny because you were the only one that was happening to. Everybody was just in line, chilling. And then you see Allie just like...
You guys,
as if like
it was as if I was in a moving sand.
Yeah,
like the sand was just tugging me back. It was horrendous. I felt so embarrassed.
Yeah, I would too.
I felt so embarrassed, but I was also just laughing because it's just hilarious. I was only imagining how I looked.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible, and I just felt bad because I had to just look at you,
and I was just like, oh, of course, I'm like that person that's struggling so much and just shows you're such a beginner.
And we didn't even start skiing.
I was like, bro, this is harder than going down the mountain. And eventually I made my way above. It was like, it almost was ridiculous because it didn't even look like I was going, like that there was any downhill or uphill.
Yeah,
it was just so slight. And I was so sweaty. And I was battling.
He was out of breath. He was so tired.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this isn't unreal that this is happening right now. And
the line is long. I want you guys to imagine a long ass line. And then somewhere in the middle, there's Alia like skiing in place. Just like.
Oh,
and
my
nobody
God.
Can help you.
Yeah, because they're also on skis. So there's nothing they can do because I will push them backwards as well. So everybody was just watching me try to figure it out. And anyways, eventually we did it. Like 10 minutes. I swear, I was doing that for 10 minutes probably.
No,
like
10.
5 minutes.
It probably felt like 10 minutes for you, but it wasn't that long.
I was just like, this is never going to end.
Yeah.
I was like, I might as well just go back at this point. Just leave.
But eventually we make it to the front of the line and then...
And then it's time to get on the lifts, which we were going on the lifts for the first time. And we were waiting our turn. We got past the little gate that let us go through. And the people in front, like, we didn't really understand kind of the order in which things happen, you know? Because you're supposed to wait for, like, the ski lift to go behind the people that are in front of you. And then you advance.
You know, there was a sign on the side there that said, wait for something.
It like, just it said, please wait. Didn't just say
no,
please,
it said something else, basically to let us know to not do what we did, which what we did is that we just ran right after the guys in front of us.
Yeah, because we didn't think about the fact that the ski lift needs to go behind them before we go forward so that then they can sit, you know, and they had to like pause the ski lift.
They paused the ski lift for the whole mountain.
Then they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. And we were like, what? And then they were like, back, go back. And we're like, oh my God, this shit is terrible. Like everything was after what I went through with this little like uphill embarrassing myself. Then it was just like, bro, these beginners, the guy behind us was still behind us. And he was like, yo, these people
one
are
thing
helpless.
After another. But eventually we made it up.
It wasn't as scary to actually be on the lift.
No, it wasn't. But I always just think about like, what if something goes wrong? You know?
I mean, the worst thing is it just stops there.
No, the worst thing is that she just falls.
No. Oh, my gosh. I don't even think about that. Yeah.
The ride was fun. How long was it? Like three, 5 minutes?
Yeah, like 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah.
The first time we went all the way to the top.
We looked at the map, and the map tells you very clearly, like, these are the green. In the U.S., the green trails are the easiest. But even within the green trails, there's differences. Like, some green trails are harder than other ones. And there's no way to know because they're all marked as green. And it tells you also what ski lift needs to take to get to reach the top of that slope. So we took that ski lift. We went all the way up to the promenade, whatever it was called. It was a green trail. So we're like, okay, shouldn't be too hard.
When we got to the top, first of all, the view was amazing.
Yeah, because it was the very top. Like it was the ridge of the mountain.
Right. And, you know, everybody's getting ready to go down. And when you look, it's like, it's pretty steep. It's not like, it's
not
flat
by any...
No, the
beginning was pretty chill. The beginning wasn't crazy. Babe, it got steeper later.
I felt like it was pretty steep from the beginning.
Okay.
Because... It wasn't easy from the beginning.
My problem was that shit was not wide. And because you're at the very top of the mountain, like there's an edge, you know? There's an inside and then there's an outside. In the sense that like as you go down, the left side was an edge that you like you can fall off and like go down.
You can fall off the mountain and just disappear.
Exactly.
Much.
That's how it felt. And then the right side was, you know, safe and nice and good. So you're constantly kind of trying to stay to the right side if you're a beginner and you don't have a handle on like quickly turning. Because if you're heading for that edge, it's like if you can't turn, you're just going to keep going and fall off the edge. You know,
that's why I kept telling you, try to stay on the right.
I was trying my best.
And Alia kept going to the left.
No. But I also wanted to kind of like practice. I wanted to go like do some turns and things like that. And I just couldn't. First of all, there's a lot of people.
You didn't feel like you kept sliding to the left?
I also kept sliding to the left because on the right side, it was like there was a little, like there was a little downhill type of thing.
Yeah,
on the right
so the
side.
Right side, the
kept
safer
pushing
side,
you to the left side.
Yeah, it was a little uphill.
And we were going down. I don't even know how far we went until I fell for the first time. And I'm going down just trying to do the pizza. You know, like I'm just doing the wedge. I'm just pointing my toes inward and just trying to go as slow as possible. But it was way, in my opinion, it should have been marked as like a green with an asterisk saying like this is a more difficult green.
Now, before we continue with this episode, I just want to pause and say, we have to address your shoe size problem because pizza is easy. It's not hard.
I didn't know until we were sort of like a quarter of the way down this slope that something was wrong with one of my boots, specifically my left boot.
Nothing was wrong with the boot.
What was wrong was my boots were too big for me. And I didn't realize that while we were waiting in line to get the skis. I didn't realize that while we were, you know, making our way. Maybe that's also why I was having such a hard time like going up that little thing in the beginning. I don't know. But I basically just didn't have very good control over my skis because my boots were a size too big. And I didn't realize it when we were just walking because the boots are uncomfortable. They're hard. So I was like, it's good.
Yeah, and it was the left one that was too big. The right one was fine.
Yeah. And what basically ended up happening is imagine if you just close your eyes and you imagine like a hard plastic boot, you know, that's like a shell. When you lift your heel, and if it's the good size, like when you lift your heel or you lift your foot a little bit, like the boot will move, which will make, you know, the strapped in ski also lift and move. So you can control it. For some reason, even though both boots were the same size and my feet are the same size and shoes in general, my left boot, I would lift my heel to like lift up the back of my ski or just lift my ski in general to do anything. And it would lift inside of the boot, but nothing would happen to the boot or the ski. So in my head, I'm thinking the ski is off the ground because I'm lifting my heel or I'm lifting my foot, but it's still on the ground. So yeah, it just wasn't responding when I was lifting it or when I was like trying to edge it so that I wouldn't slide in different scenarios. I would tilt my ankle inside the boot, but the boot is still straight. So it was kind of like the ski wasn't doing what I needed it to do. And my foot was swimming inside of the boot and it wasn't doing what it needed to do. It was, oh my God, it was so frustrating and it was scary. Because a lot of people are coming from behind you. There was many times I ended up falling because I was scared that I was going to like, either I was going too fast or I was going to fall off like on the side. And I was like, let me just like pull my ass to the ground rather than like try to keep going. If I'm like too close to the left side.
Yeah, the boot thing never happened to me. So I can't, it had to be that because going down like pizza style, if everything is okay and your boots are strapped in, it was so easy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Inside my boot, my foot was doing pizza, but the boot was not doing pizza. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because I was like, there's no way. There's no way. You kept falling.
I kept falling. And my feet kept sliding because they weren't edging the way that they needed to in order to stop sliding. Because what you want is to like edge your ski so that it like pushes against the snow so that you don't keep sliding, which is what you do in the pizza. You know, it's like you do the wedge, but then you also edge your feet inward so they stop sliding. And I would do that, but my foot was doing it, but the ski wasn't doing it.
Yeah, babe. I get it.
I was just, it's taking me back because I literally, after we left, I still felt like I was there. And it's so embarrassing.
Would you allow me to post that photo?
What photo?
Would you allow me to post a photo of you stuck in the biggest pizza slice?
Oh, yeah.
Position.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like my feet was sliding. I felt like the pizza was, I was almost doing a split.
When you guys see this picture on Instagram, am I posting it?
I haven't even seen this picture.
Oh, you haven't even seen it?
I don't know what photo you're talking about.
Okay, well, we'll determine later. If Ali approves it, I'm going to post it and you're going to know exactly what we're talking about. That was the issue. And you were really stuck like that.
I'm not embarrassed by it. I'm frustrated that I wasn't, because I know for a fact that if my boot fit properly and what it should have fit, I would have had a way better experience. I'm not saying I would not have fallen or it would not have been hard, but it would not have been as hard as it was.
And sometimes when I would be in front of you, I would try to come back up, and because also just getting up from falling is not easy.
No, especially when it's hella downhill.
What was the hardest part for you from, you know, being on the floor, on the ice, on the snow to getting up? Was it?
It was.
The
I was
position
trying
of the skis, or
I was trying to keep my feet edged in a way that once I get up, I don't start sliding.
Right.
So that you can get up, especially because there were many times that when I fell, it was close to that edge that I was trying to not fall off of.
One time, one of your skis clipped off. Or was it?
No, it didn't. I took them off myself.
Okay, so maybe it was you let go of one of the, what do you call
it? Oh, yeah. I dropped my my ski pole. One of these guys like gave it to me. But
we haven't talked about this. The whole drive back, I was like, because we started to talk about it, and I was like, babe, I think we should just, since we are going to record about this, we have to save it for the pod. So the whole drive, I just wanted to talk about it so badly, but I was like, you know what, let's just save it.
The other mistake that we did is that we went on that slope from the very beginning. There was a midpoint when you take the ski lift that you could have gotten off and done basically half of that amount, and it was a lot less steep of a slope, which
this, it was so fun.
Once I made it down all the way, but it was so frustrating, you guys. Oh my God.
After the first time, that was like the worst experience. Like if I'm you, I don't know if I would, obviously I would want to go back on it, but because of the boo and not being comfortable and falling and shit. And then also anytime you fall, you have to think about like there's people coming down fast.
Exactly.
So you want to
make
sure.
And I was like in the middle of the thing.
So you want to make sure you avoid injuries. You know, we're not out there trying to break a bone or something, right?
Exactly. I mean, luckily nothing happened.
Yeah, luckily nothing happened. But when we got to the end, how did you feel?
I felt frustrated. I felt frustrated because I was like, I know I need to change my boots, but we waited 2 hours, if not more, to get all this gear. I didn't know if like, am I supposed to wait in line again if I need to just change the size of the boots? Because that would be insane. And
I think we could have tried.
I feel like they should probably let you just like, hey, I realize like these boots are too big. I need a different size.
Yeah, and I'm not.
But then you're
kind of
like
hour.
Cutting in line. So I don't know.
So we go back up. For the second time, we're like, all right.
Yeah, babe. So we go back on the lift.
We can do this.
This time, I avoided that little area, so I wasn't like sinking in the...
What area?
That area that's like a little uphill to get to the lift.
Mm. You thought about that. Like you were like, I'm not going.
Well, I spotted it. I was like, I'm going to just wait here and then like make my way in the line when it gets a little bit shorter.
So, okay.
And then we go on the lift again. This time, we know what to do.
Yeah, that was funny.
But the funny thing was when we realized, okay, so to get down at the midsection, like it doesn't slow down the way that it does when you get to the very top. You kind of need to like push yourself off the chair.
And the chair keep going forward too.
Yeah, and you have to move forward. But the chair is, it's unlikely that the chair is going to hit you because it goes up like quite quickly. But we were frazzled because we didn't know, like, do we have to let this lady know that we're getting off? So she slows it down. Like, we didn't know. So then she was like, oh, yeah, just, like, get off. But let me know if you need it to if you need me to slow it down, like, give me a sign. And we didn't really know. And it was time to get off anyways. So we're kind of, like, attempting to get off. And then Yoni's pole gets like in front of my pole, and then you're trying to use the poles to like push yourself off the chair. Long story short, I end up like falling right at the front of the chairs.
You thought the chair was going to hit you.
I like literally ducked because I was like, is the chair going to hit me from the back? And then the lady has to like pause all the chairs. So everybody that's in the chair is like, oh my God, this bitch, you know, or at least that's what I'm thinking. And she helps me get up and then she's like, are you okay? Everything good? And I was like, yeah. And then she said, you know, when you get up from the chair, use the chair to push yourself off the chair. Like put your hand on the chair.
That was great
and
advice.
Push yourself forward, which I'm like, duh, that makes much more sense.
So this is the halfway point and Alia did really well.
And then I had no problem because the halfway, it's shorter and it's also not super sharp.
Okay, but you didn't have a problem, but the boot was still big.
Yeah, the boot was still big.
So how come you didn't have a problem on the second one?
Because it wasn't as steep. So I didn't have to break the pizza
as much
to slow down. Because that's the thing. Think about playing basketball in shoes that are too big for you.
Yes, you can't even really play.
Exactly.
Yeah. The second time, I hope I got it.
We ended up doing the short, like less steep slope twice.
Yeah.
So we went down the first time. I wasn't even talking to Yoni. I was like hella focused on the thing. And then we went up a second time.
Yeah. I got a really nice clip of you and a photo.
Yeah. Well, I was also really focused.
I hope so. Yeah. And you're going to see it on the photo. You were just like laser focused. I'm not falling. You didn't fall the last time.
No, I didn't fall either time when we went on the time.
How did you feel about turning? Did you try to put your weight on one side?
Yeah, more? Yeah. I was trying, but the thing that I didn't like about this mountain is that the slopes weren't as wide as I feel like a lot of the videos that I was watching online, because you guys know I was watching those videos. Even though you watch the videos, you watch the instructor be like, okay, yeah, so now to turn, like put your weight on the right leg to turn to the left side. And then to parallel ski, like you want to do this and this. And as they explain it, you're like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
like,
I can
it
do looks that. So like, simple. Okay, I'm ready.
And when you're up there, it's like, I'm going to just pizza all the way through this shit.
No, it's like, almost like when you're up there, you just forgot everything they said. You don't even remember. So what did he say about this?
But the one thing is all these videos, they often show them in a very wide, like super wide slope where there's no trees around. There's no edges where you can fall off of. So you can do like, you can turn to the right and then keep going to the right and then turn to the left.
Instead of turning to the right, but you can't turn too much. Otherwise you're going
to
fall.
No, on these ones, they were so narrow. You like turn to the left a little bit. It's time to turn to the right again. And if you're not skilled, like if you're a beginner, you can't do these really like sharp turns. So you didn't get the opportunity to really practice that.
And then the price you had to pay for that was pretty much like, if you can't turn, you're going to fall. Like there is no, oh, you're just going to hit some snow.
Yeah. So
if
then
you go to the left and you can't turn, it's bad.
Yeah. So you're just going to have to go down with the pizza and maybe try to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
Which we did. Like, I did turn, but, like, I turned with the pizza. I didn't turn, like, with the parallel turns.
No.
Yeah, I can't do that. And especially I couldn't do it because I would try to, like, lift my leg, like, lift my ski off the ground, but it was just my foot, like, in my boot. It wasn't the actual ski. So I think the solution is to go to REI or something and get fitted so at least I know what my size is.
Okay. Yeah, we should do that. And then next time we go to REI, I need to get just a big helmet. Like I know they make helmets for people with a lot of like hair, you know?
Yeah. They should do like an extra.
But I
large.
Definitely want to go back again. Like in the next 3 months, I definitely want to go back.
Well, we are
again.
Going at the end of January. At the end of this month, we're going on a ski trip with friends. Even though my mom, as soon as I told her that, she was like, well, you know, when you go on a ski trip with friends, like, you got to be careful because most of the time, not everybody's on the same skill level, which is true. And
you don't
want to
be left behind and you don't want to feel like you're holding people back because now you're
The worst feeling.
You're taking away from their experience.
Yeah.
Like, let's wait for, just as a good friend, let me wait for whoever fell.
Yeah, but then at the same time,
and then she's like, they're not even skiing.
It's gonna be, but I think there's enough of all the skills that we're gonna break away from each other. Like nobody's trying to be together the whole time.
Yeah, even though I'm gonna stay together with you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'll stay together.
But one other thing that we learned is, like, even though you want to ski with somebody, you can't be skiing with them, like, too close.
Yeah.
Because one time we were, it was when I was still kind of struggling, and Yoni was trying to help me, like, give me some pointers, you know. And the thing about skiing specifically or something like that, when you're trying to figure it out, is you can get so frustrated that you can't get out of the frustration.
But you have to. It's very important to just to be patient. And I knew you were going to be able to figure it out. Like, you're going to fall. Because I remember there was at one point you were like, because you kept apologizing.
I know.
Because you felt bad and you was like, oh, I just wanted this shit to be fun, but it's just not fun.
No, I felt bad that I was ruining your experience. And I was frustrated. It was when I took my skis. So I took my skis off on the first slope. And then, because I fell like in the middle of the slope, but also in the middle of a pretty like steep downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get up, but it was impossible to get up. Like, I couldn't get up. And then also, just by sitting there, I was like sliding down the slope, like on my ski pants, because it was like pretty icy too. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to just take my skis off and I'm going to walk down the hill.
First,
but I couldn't even
down.
Walk because I was sliding down with the boots.
Like, yeah.
That's how steep it was. And then trying to find a place to put your skis back on while you're on the slope is really hard, especially on that one, because there was no like true flat area. And to put your skis on an uphill or a downhill is impossible because you're sliding.
It's not impossible, but
I mean, I figured it out, but that was also frustrating because I was trying to put my skis back on.
But you didn't ruin my experience. I mean, I
did cry at one point, just a little bit.
That's when you said, I just wanted this shit to be fun and it's just not fun. I remember that specifically.
Yeah, I said that.
But I think, because also, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I wanted to keep, I think, was it on the first day when we went down for the last time, right? That's when I went all the way. And for some reason, I thought you were right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I went and I think I did some parallel turning, but
you did a parallel stop. Yeah. I remember that.
But then I look up and then Alia was, well, it was good that you were still up there because I was able to film you from the bottom.
Well, yeah, that was my strategy. I was like, oh, well, he already went ahead. Let me just wait until he gets to the bottom. Maybe he'll take a video of me coming down.
Yeah. No, I had a good time. And, you know, skiing right next to you, even though we are just doing pizza, like, it's fun.
No, skiing is fun. It's just hard when, it is hard when you're a beginner.
Yeah, it really is.
And all the, like, ideas that you might be like watching online of like do this, do that, it all goes out the window when you're really on the ski slope.
Yeah. Somehow you just magically forget all that shit they said on a YouTube
video.
Well,
that, or you're just kind of like, it feels so uncomfortable to try anything other than just holding that pizza and go making your way down, which is still fun, you know, for like, this is the first time you're doing it, so you're just happy you're making it down the slope without falling.
It was nice.
It was a great experience.
Yeah, I had a great time. And I'm excited to see your video, like how you're going to put it together.
I don't know. I didn't get a lot of footage when I was skiing because that was the last thing I had.
Yeah.
I had a capacity for. But I'm excited to go on this next trip because it's going to be like an actual ski trip. So we're going to go skiing for 3 days straight.
Yeah, on that day. Well, I don't know if we can like split up in groups.
What you mean? Of course. I mean, there's people that are like skiers, like they have their own skis and shit.
Like, I want to go skiing with like the best people of the group. You know, like I want to go and just shred.
Yoni has this thing where he like can't not be good at something.
Is that a bad thing, you think?
It's not a bad thing, but like it is a thing for you.
But it's annoying to you.
It's annoying to me because I'm like, bro, it's okay to just be a beginner.
But like, what if I'm just kind of good?
Oh my God. So annoying. Oh,
what if
you guys.
I'm kind of good, man.
Well, so that's the story.
Okay. If you have any type of similar ski story and you want to share, let us know what happened.
It was fun. Listen, yeah. Like I'm down. I would want to go again even before our ski trip, even though that's coming up like in 3 weeks from now. So it's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you go and you really give yourself a lot of time, because I would have gone like we left because we had to return our rental car, because if not, like I would have been down to stay longer. You know, it's like, yeah, you have to wait in line.
I'm glad we went one more time.
Me too. Like the second time.
It was like, we're standing in line. I was like, we're either making this and going to be late for the car and then they're going to charge us with a fee, or we just leave right now and not ski again. But it would have felt such a like...
We did so much. Like we waited in line for so long to get all this shit. Yeah. And that was the annoying part too, is like we waited in line for so long for me to have the wrong boot size. Like, are you kidding me?
It's almost like we waited in line longer than we actually skied.
It was kind of the same amount of time. We skied for 2 hours. We waited in line for 2 hours. Like,
yeah. So I wonder if you have your own skis, if you have your own equipment, you don't have to do any of those things. You just get on the lift.
Yeah. So the only line you're waiting for is to get on the ski lift.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even take that long.
Skis are expensive, right? Like
$500. Then boots are $500. A helmet is like $200.
But the thing is, you buy that once and that's it.
Yeah.
But also, like how much are we going to go skiing?
I think if you have the gear, it's more... I wouldn't get it if I'm a beginner.
Do you think skiing is a dangerous sport?
Of course.
Yeah. Snowboarding looks so fun.
Snowboarding looks like... It looks...
It looks easy, but I don't think it's easy.
No, to me, it looks not natural, but it doesn't seem intuitive. Like it looks like they're almost floating on the ice. I don't know how to explain it. Because they kind of go down and they're like on the edge.
Can we snowboard on that trip that we're gonna go to? Can we choose like whether we're gonna go skiing or snowboard? Can you choose?
Yeah, of course. But everybody's skiing.
I think I'm gonna try to do snowboard.
Why?
I don't know. Just because I always wanted to do it.
But I think it would be smart for you to do that if there's a snowboarder, which I don't think we have one. I think everyone's skiing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm glad we went.
Me too.
And it was the best New Year's. That was like such a good way to bring in the new year.
Yeah, I mean, we just like ate some good food. I made cinnamon rolls, hung out, read.
I read too. I forgot my book there, so that's great.
Yeah.
We got to email her tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. Well, that was our update. We're excited to go into this new year. We're ready for work. We're ready for what this year is going to bring. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, someone asked me to please talk about it and bring it up on a podcast.
Oh.
When you go to an Airbnb and you want to use a pan to cook some pasta, some sauce, do you wash the pan? Yes or no?
So this was a big debate on this trip.
Alia thinks that if the pan looks clean, I'm not washing it. I'm like, anything we're going to use to especially make a sauce or like stir something in.
No. For Yoni, it's everything. All the dishware.
All the cups. All the wine glasses is forks, getting washed.
Everything is getting washed, even though it is washed previously.
By who?
I mean.
By who?
By the person that's cleaning the Airbnb. Who is like putting the sheets away, who is, you know.
I don't trust it. I want to wash every single thing I use.
Like, we're talking about the spoons that are like to cook the food too. Like not, okay, the fork and stuff people put in their mouths, but what about like the spoon to like stir the sauce?
You wash that too.
Yeah. See, like, what do you think somebody used that for?
I don't know.
To make food.
I don't know. But then also, a Brita, a bottle of water.
A water filter canister.
Yes. You see that on the counter. It's halfway filled. Obviously, it's filtered water. Would you drink that water? Would you get your own water?
I mean, I would use that filter. I would dump the water that's in it and I would use the filter to filter my water.
You were okay to drink that water. And then when that's not true. Yes. You were like, what do you think is going to happen?
That's not what I said. I didn't say to drink the water that's in it. I said to use the filter. It's like dump the water. And which also, that's something you didn't want to do. I did that. And you were like, I don't want to drink the water from this filter.
I just want to get my own bottle.
Because Yoni thinks like people spit in the filter or something. Like, I don't know what you imagine.
I don't think people spit in it, but I think I would rather go to the grocery store and get my own brand new bottle. Okay. And that's it.
Well.
And as far as the pans and the spoons, I'm washing everything. I don't know about you guys. I made a poll on Instagram and 80% said they would wash things, and then 20% said it's fine. I can just use the pan if it looks clean. I'm just like, you know, when you buy a pan and it's new from the store, it looks clean, but it's not clean. And the only reason why I'm so obsessed with cleaning shit is because a few years ago when I lived in Seattle, or I guess we lived in Seattle, that's before we moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the store and I bought a new pan.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited. It was a good pan. And I was just like, okay, cool. Let me make this food. And I didn't wash the pan. I guess I forgot. Straight from the store, I didn't wash the pan because I totally forgot. I made so much pasta, and I made a lot of food because I wanted to like eat it that night, the next day, and then the next day, right?
Okay.
So I made a big amount. Two boxes of pasta, then like the sauce and all that, right?
Two boxes of pasta is crazy.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. And so I think, what did I do? Oh, so I put it away, right? Like I put it like in a different...
Like in a Tupperware.
In a different container. So then when I go to wash the pan and I'm scrubbing...
Oh my God.
I saw like a bunch of just like black come out the pan. It was like dirt. And I didn't even eat any of the food.
But it's crazy. The dirt didn't get mixed into the food.
It probably did.
Yeah, but a lot of it was still on the pan.
Yeah, I know. But a lot of it is on the food that you probably can't see, but it's still on it. And I was so disappointed because that's I wasted crazy. So much time.
So much money
so
on
much
the food.
So much money. And it was all waste. And I was just... And as I'm washing the thing, I'm just like, where... Because you know how you have like the foam of the soap? The foam was like... It wasn't white.
Yeah, it was like a gray soap.
It was like gray. And I'm just like, did I forget to wash this shit? So since that day, I'm washing everything. So I don't care if it looks clean. And also the pan that we used, I think it was new.
I think it was new too.
So did they wash it?
That's a good point.
Anyways, guys, you let me know what you think. But it was a great time.
Yeah, it was
2026, I'm excited for the new year.
Yeah, this is going to be a very exciting year for us.
Yes.
I can feel it. If you are curious at all about our, 2026 goals, intentions, the usual, like it's a new year. So everybody's feeling motivated to do shit. We're going to talk about it on the Patreon this week coming up. Also, thank you for your patience since we didn't drop this episode on time, as we were also off like everybody else, taking a little vacay.
Yeah. Everybody's very patient and I appreciate it. I mean, we dropped the one Patreon right before New Year's and someone was like, thank you for putting that out even when everybody's just like straight up. Because we don't really take breaks.
Yeah. You got to just do more work before you take the break. But
so,
we were going to do a 2025 recap type of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we're like, you know what? Let's just take the day. So we did. And then now we're here and we're excited and we're energized and we had some time away from work that felt really good and we're ready to get back in it. Monday, let's go.
We're almost at the end of season 4 of What's the Juice. That is crazy.
It feels like so far away. So.
I know. I mean, we're like in the 180s, whatever. Once we get to 200, that's going to be the end of season 4.
And we're going to take... We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a small little break, obviously, well-deserved. But I'm excited for 2026, the podcast. Shout out to everybody who's been listening since Pillow Talks in season 1, season 2, season 3. We appreciate you. And let's just keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I feel good. I have a lot of podcast energy this year, I feel like.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this has been a nice and long episode. Thanks for staying.
If you got to the end of this episode, we need to give him a word.
You need to comment pizza.
Honestly? Yeah. Give me a high five. Give me a high five.
You have to comment pizza.
Pizza or just a pizza emoji. You pick.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, if you have any skiing tips... Even though, no tips are really helpful when you're up that shit.
The tips don't work. You gotta just be on the field.
Yeah, because Yoni was trying to give me tips when I was down bad. And I was like, babe, shut up. I can't listen.
I don't want to listen to it.
I mean, I also was just like, nothing's gonna work because the boot doesn't fit. You can also comment boot. That would work. Pizza and boot.
No, no, no. Let's keep it at pizza, okay? You always reach on the edge.
Okay, bye guys. See you on Patreon, which is always linked in the description. So check it out if you haven't yet.
You have to. Different vibes over there. If you missed a video on YouTube, one day maybe it'll make a comeback. But for now, all video episodes are strictly on Patreon. If you want to see Alia's facial expressions, they're right there. If you want to see my facial expressions, even though I have less of them, because Alia is very animated, it's on Patreon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.